Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing our studies in Maseches Demai. We are beginning the second chapter, Perek Beis, and today we are learning Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Mishnah Aleph says, Ve'elu devarim misasrin demai b'chol makom. These are the things from which you must take tithes of doubtfully tithed produce in every location. Yesterday we had spoken about a place called Kziv, which was on the outskirts of what the Babylonian exiles had conquered upon their return to Israel. And from Kziv and onward, the demai did not need to be tithed for certain things, but these are things that even in Kziv and outward need to be tithed from demai. So what are these things? Hadvela, which is pressed figs. Hatamarim, which are dates. Hachruvim, which is carobs. Haorez, which is rice. Ha'kamon, which is cumin. Ha'orez shebechutzal ha'aretz, kol ha'mishtamesh bimenu pater. Rice outside of Israel, anyone who uses it is exempt, does not have to take tithes. Let's look in the Bart Neuro and clear up some of our questions. Elu devarim b'kol makom. These are things which must be tithed in every location. Afilu mikziv v'lohalan. Even from kziv and outward. Im lakhan me'am ha'aretz debiyadua shem'eretz Yisrael ba'u. If you purchase these things from an unlearned person, because it's obvious that these things came from Israel proper. Deminkare she'ein dugmasan ela be'eretz Yisrael. Because there's nothing like them except that which comes from Israel. So when we spoke yesterday about the produce of Kziv, and we said that there's a chazaka, a presumption, that which you get in Israel is from Israel, and that which you get outside of Israel is from outside of Israel, that's only in a case where comparable produce can be gotten in both locations. But if there's something that's unique to Israel, then even if you're from Kziv and outward, you have to assume it came from Israel. If you get Jaffa oranges in the United States, you're going to have an issue with tithes. Speaking of rice, kol hamishtamesh mimenu pater, anyone who uses it does not have to tithe rice outside of Israel. Afilu be'eretz Yisrael. We're talking about rice that comes from outside of Israel, doesn't have to be tithed even inside of Israel. Deminkar tfei, because it's easily recognizable. V'lo ase le'achlufle ba'orei shel eretz Yisrael, and it's not likely to be mistaken for rice that comes from within Israel. So yes, you can get rice in Israel, and you can get rice from out of Israel, but they are easily distinguished. Aval shar ha'dvarim ha'nizkarim b'misnisin, but the other things mentioned in our Mishnah, ika minayhu b'eretz Yisrael, d'damu l'osan shebechutzal ha'aretz. There are comparable things inside of Israel and outside of Israel, so they are likely to be confused. Mishnah Beis. Demai only has to be taken from produce of an unlearned person because we suspect that he didn't tithe properly. So how can a person fix up his reputation in order to be believed so that his produce is not considered demai? Hamakaba olevel hios ne'aman. Someone who takes it upon himself to become reliable. So what does he have to do? Maiser eshehu ochel. He has to tithe what he eats. Ve'eshehu mocher, and he has to tithe what he sells. Ve'eshehu lokeach, and he has to tithe what he buys. Ve'eno misareach etzal am ha'aretz, and he shouldn't be the guest eating in the home of a person who's unlearned and who is suspected in not tithing his food properly. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af ha'misareach etzal am ha'aretz ne'aman. He says that if you are a guest at the home of someone who's not reliable, that's not a deal breaker. You can still be reliable even if you eat in the home of someone who isn't. Amrulo, the Chachamim said to him, Al Asmo Eno Ne'aman, Ketzad Yehe Ne'aman Al Shalacherim. They said, if he's not believed on what he himself has, how can he be believed on what's from someone else's house? So basically, if this person wants to fix up his reputation, and he's trying to be relied upon for his own produce, that's what he's working on. They're saying, how can you possibly trust that he was able to fix up his friend's food when he ate there? So the Chachamim feel that is a deal breaker when it comes to establishing a reputation. Let us look in the Bart Neuro. Lehios ne'aman, a person wants to become reliable. Al hamaisros, v'loyu perosav, demai mikan ve'elech. This is regarding tithes, so that his produce should not be considered demai proactively going forward. So he has to tithe what he eats, and he has to tithe what he sells, and he has to tithe what he buys. Eshehu lokeach, amanas limkor. what he buys in order to sell. So we're speaking about someone who engages in trade and he's purchasing produce in order to resell it. The ilu almanas lechol hotana reisha maiseres shehu ochel. We already said that he has to tithe what he eats. So certainly if he bought something to eat it, he would have to tithe it. Here we're talking about he's engaged in trade. Veshehu mocher, that which he sells, miperos karkosav. That's speaking then about what he grows. So he has to tithe what he grows to sell, and he has to tithe what he engages in business with. So now what about the question of if he eats at someone else's house? The Chachamim say, al atzmo eno ne'aman. You're asking, he's not yet believed on himself. How can he be believed on someone else? Shahriu ochel davar she'eno metukan, kishu misareach etzalam haaretz. He's eating things that are not properly prepared in terms of tithes when he eats at another unlearned person's house. Rabbi Huda savar she'ein mafsid ne'amnusa b'kach. Rabbi Huda feels this doesn't cause him to lose his reliability. Vein halachak Rabbi Yehuda. But the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. If a person wants to be trusted in kashrus, then don't eat the homes of people who are not trusted in kashrus. That is the end of Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Join us tomorrow when we will continue with Mishnayos Gimel and Daled.